biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. And we're going to be covering the issues that Joel Skousen covered this last week in the World Affairs Brief. Andrew, good morning. And what are the issues we're going to be discussing today?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you again. Well, the big story this week is a continuation of the analysis of the spying program on the U.S. We think that this is a big enough issue. We continue to cover it as much as possible. And nothing is more indicative of Obama being a puppet for globalist handlers than his almost neoconservative defense of the NSA spying program. Thinking liberals must be appalled that Obama's promised, quote, most transparent administration in history, end quote, is instead revealed to be the most secretive in history. And as he loves to do, Obama played like a celebrity again this week to make a short appearance on the Jay Leno talk show, where he brazenly lied that we don't have a domestic spying program. Los Angeles, unfortunately, paid dearly for the public's right to hear this little piece of drivel, so essential to national security. Drivers had to plan hours ahead and reschedule flights to avoid traffic blockades and yet another intrusive no-fly zone, which was declared over all the local airspace and airports. The security of Obama costs other thousands of dollars in lost time and business just so he can propagandize to the public. As a private pilot, Joel says, these airspace prohibitions are not insignificant. They can pop up at short notice, and if you get nailed for flying into one unawares, it can mean the loss of your pilot's license. But that's nothing compared to the loss of liberty we all endure after the next war, especially those defenders of liberty of whom the government is even now compiling into lists actively tracking. It's a little bit ironic that on the same day as Obama's blatant denial, Reuters reported that past editions of the IRS manual revealed that the U.S. has a special operations division. This unit of the DEA uses information from confidential government sources, i.e. the illegal NSA intercepts, to help police and drug enforcement target certain individuals. Both IRS and DEA manuals instructed agents on how to cover up the illegal source and recreate evidence suitable for court. Here's Reuters, quote, details of a U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration program that feeds tips to federal agents and then instructs them to alter the investigative trail were published in a manual used by agents of the Internal Revenue Service for 2 years. A 350-word entry in the Internal Revenue Manual instructed agents of the U.S. Tax Agency to omit any reference to tips supplied by the DEA's Special Operations Division, especially from affidavits, court proceedings, or investigative files. The entry was published and posted online in 2005 and 2006 and was removed in early 2007. The IRS is among two dozen arms of the government working with the Special Operations Division, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the National Security Agency, and the Central Intelligence Agency. Joel says, the Special Operations Division, SOD, is part of the broader dark side of government, as I call it. Because it is hidden away in the DEA doesn't mean this belongs to the DEA. The DEA has a steady income stream from the illegal drug pipeline the U.S. secretly maintains, and thus is the ideal place to hide a covert spy distribution agency like this. Continuing with a Reuters quote, an IRS spokesman had no comment on the entry or on why it was removed from the manual. Joel says, I think it's obvious why. Reuters recovered the previous editions from the archives of the Westlaw Legal Database, which is owned by Thomson Reuters Corporation, the parent of this news agency. The Special Operations Division of the DEA funnels information from overseas NSA intercepts. Joel says, that's disinformation propagated by Reuters. It's not just from overseas. domestic wiretaps, informants, and a large DEA database of telephone records to authorities nationwide to help them launch criminal investigations of Americans. The DEA phone database is distinct from a NSA database disclosed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, Joel says. Not really. They may keep a separate database of legally prosecutable offenses they find, but it's all from the same source, NSA intercepts. The SOD supplies the FBI, the IRS, the CIA, and a dozen other agencies with illegal intercepts. Continue with the Reuters quote. Monday's Reuters report cited internal government documents that show that law enforcement agents had been trained to conceal how such investigations truly begin, to quote-unquote recreate the investigative trail to effectively cover up the original source of the information. Joel says, this is a very serious admission. Training police to fabricate reasons to search and arrest people explains some of the cases where search teams have planted drugs in a person's place so he or she could be arrested, because they don't want to admit to the court that the real evidence of drug involvement was derived from illegal snooping. This is a slippery slope once police start down that path. Soon, possession of an illegal substance could be used to justify just about every illegal arrest they make of violating citizens' rights just to, quote-unquote, justify it. But then it gets worse. Reuters again. Although these cases rarely involve national security issues, Joel says the only justification for this kind of spying, documents reviewed by Reuters show that law enforcement agents have been directed to conceal how such investigations truly begin, not only from defense lawyers, but also sometimes from prosecutors and judges. End quote. Glenn Greenwald told Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! How our Constitution was specifically written to avoid these kinds of actions by our governing authorities. Quote, it's a full frontal assault on the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments and on the integrity of the judicial process, because they're deceiving everyone involved in criminal prosecutions about how this information has been obtained. This should be a huge scandal for the following reasons. The essence of the Constitution is that the government cannot obtain evidence or information about you unless it has probable cause to believe that you've engaged in a crime and then goes to court and gets a warrant. And only then is that evidence usable in a prosecution against you. What this secret agency is doing, according to Reuters, it is circumventing that process by gathering all kinds of information without any court supervision, without any oversight at all, using surveillance technologies and other forms of domestic spying. And then, when it gets this information that it believes it can be used in a criminal prosecution, it knows that that information can't be used in a criminal prosecution because it's been acquired outside of the legal and constitutional process. So they cover up how they really got it, and they pretend. They make it seem as though they really got it through legal and normal means, by then going back and retracing the investigation once they already have it, and reacquiring it so it looks to defense counsel and even to judges and prosecutors like it really was done in the constitutionally permissible way.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, what Andrew is talking about is a Reuters article of Reuters over in England reporting that the DEA has a division which was obtaining all sorts of illegal information simply by monitoring people. And then, of course, they could not admit that they got it illegally. So if somebody perhaps was involved in the drug trade, they would go into the people's home and plant drugs and say, well, look, we found them here. Obviously, they're drug users or drug dealers, despite the fact that this was all contrived to convict the people based upon evidence that had been obtained secretly that could not be used in courts. And when government begins to violate its own laws, who among us is safe? Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. So essentially, they're prosecuting people and putting people in prison for using evidence that they've acquired illegally. Well, Spencer Ackerman was on Democracy Now! As well, detailing how crafty the U.S. is being as it slowly admits to more and more spying. Of course, always in the name of stopping terror. Well, NSA officials kept claiming that dozens of lives were saved. Under detailed examination, it turns out that there, quote-unquote, may only have been one plot. Quote, what you heard was extraordinary. You heard the deputy director of the NSA say two things simultaneously. First, that the bulk phone records collection that's gone on for at least 7 years, not just since May 2013, as Clapper claimed, of all Americans' phone records, hundreds of millions, yours, mine, everyone's, your neighbors, your family members, all this has, in maybe one case, maybe stopped the terrorist attack. Maybe, at almost most. End quote.
And not only that, but when the President of the United States goes on the Jay Leno program and says we are not certainly tapping people's telephones, we are not certainly invading people's privacy, he was frankly lying. And where was the outcry from the controlled media in America? The media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. If day after day after day they would play that clip on television, there'd be immediate demand for the impeachment of the president who lied to the American people on the Jay Leno program. But that's not going to happen because the media is controlled by the people who put Obama in office and control him and tell him what to say. Go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And in fact, it is resulting in a general complacency. Ron Paul talked about the details of the lie here. He said, quote, this complacency has suddenly shifted given recent revelations of the extent of government spying on Americans. Politicians and bureaucrats are faced with serious backlash from Americans outraged at that their most personal communications are intercepted and stored. But Joel says, like you're saying, Dr. Stan, I wish that there was more outrage here. Of course, with the way that the media refuses to create a drumbeat about this issue, there just hasn't been a huge outrage from Americans. Ron Paul continues, they had been told that only the terrorists would be monitored. In response to this anger, defenders of the program have time and again resorted to spreading lies and distortions. But the untruths are now being exposed very quickly. In a Senate hearing this March, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told Senator Ron Wyden that the NSA did not collect phone records of millions of Americans. This was just 3 months before the revelations of an NSA leaker who made it clear that Clapper was not telling the truth. Pressed on his false testimony before Congress, Clapper apologized for giving a quote-unquote erroneous answer, but claimed it was just because he, quote, simply didn't think of Section 215 of the Patriot Act, end quote. Wow. As the story broke in June of the extent of warrantless NSA spying against Americans, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers assured us that the project was strictly limited and not invasive. He described it as a, quote, lockbox with only phone numbers, no names, no addresses in it. We've used it sparingly. It is absolutely overseen by the legislature, the judicial branch, and the executive branch. Has lots of protections built in, end quote. But we soon discovered that that also was not true either. We learned in another Guardian newspaper article last week that the top-secret X-Keyscore program allows even low-level analysts to, quote, search with no prior authorization through vast databases containing emails, online chats, and the browsing histories of millions of individuals, end quote. The keys to Rogers' quote-unquote lockbox seem to have been handed out to everyone but the janitors. As chairman of the committee that is supposed to be most in the loop on these matters, it seems either the intelligence community misled him about their programs, or he misled the rest of us. It sure would be nice to know which one it is. Likewise, Representative Rogers and many other defenders of the NSA spying program promised us that this dragnet scooping up the personal electronic communications of millions of Americans had already stopped, quote-unquote, dozens of terrorist plots against the United States. In June, NSA Director General Keith Alexander claimed that the just disclosed bulk collection of Americans' phone and other electronic records had, quote, foiled 50 terror plots, end quote. But none of it was true. The Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday heard dramatic testimony from NSA Deputy Director John C. Inglis. According to The Guardian, quote, the NSA has previously claimed that 54 terrorist plots had been disrupted over the lifetime of the bulk phone records collection and the separate program collecting the Internet habits and communications of people believed to be non-American. On Wednesday, Inglis said that at most one plot might have been disrupted by the bulk phone records collection, end quote. Ron Paul continues, from dozens to at most one. Supporters of these programs are now on the defensive with several competing pieces of legislation in the House and Senate seeking to rein in an administration and intelligence apparatus that is clearly out of control. This is to be commended. What is even more important, though, is for more and more and more Americans to educate themselves about our precious liberties and to demand that their government abide by the Constitution. We do not have to accept being lied to or spied on by our government, end quote. To emphasize how important U.S. spying is, President Obama was induced by his advisors to cancel a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the upcoming G20 summit, blaming Russia's decision to grant asylum to NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. But this is all just another publicity stunt. It doesn't mean that Obama will not attend the G20 meeting, nor does it mean that staff will not meet privately with Russian officials to move along the disarmament agenda. It's only the public meeting between the two leaders in front of cameras that has been canceled. And those are only for show anyway. Well, in other news this week, it was revealed that the government has been going after Snowden's private email provider. Now, it seems that, as was reported, the NSA has a tap into all of the data in Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, all of the major free internet, free email providers around the internet. But there was one, a Texas-based LavaBit, which posted a cryptic message on their homepage just yesterday and has shut down service. This is the provider that Edward Snowden supposedly used. So it doesn't take much imagination to guess that some unholy alliance of the NSA, FBI, CIA, and other despots have served them papers, including a gag order. Here's the message from the LavaBit website. My fellow users, I have been forced to make a difficult decision to become complicit in crimes against the American people or walk away from nearly 10 years of hard work by shutting down LavaBit. After significant soul-searching, I have decided to suspend operations. I wish that I could legally share with you the events that led to my decision. I cannot. I feel you deserve to know what's going on. The First Amendment is supposed to guarantee me the freedom to speak out in situations like this. Unfortunately, Congress has passed laws that say otherwise. As things currently stand, I cannot share my experiences over the last 6 weeks, even though I have twice made the appropriate request. What's going to happen now? We've already started preparing the paperwork to continue to fight for the Constitution on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. A favorable decision would allow me to resurrect Lavabit as an American company. This experience has taught me one important lesson. Without congressional action or strong judicial precedent, I would strongly recommend against anyone trusting their private data to a company with physical ties to the United States. Sincerely, Ladar Levison, owner and operator of Lavabit, LLC.
And remember, the government has targeted Snowden because he told the truth. Everybody who goes to work for the government signs secrecy agreements, which, of course, can send them to prison if they ever tell the truth. Government employees cannot tell the truth, because if they do, they'll end up like Snowden, having to flee the country and living in constant fear of either being arrested or certainly killed. And basically, you recall that our Attorney General, Attorney General Holder, contacted the Russians and said, send Snowden back to us. We promise we will not ask for the death penalty or torture him. We promise we will not ask for the death penalty or torture him. Where have you heard any of our religious leaders of America or leading politicians speak out against the fact that the Attorney General of the United States has assured the Russians that we will not torture Snowden? Why would anybody even bring up torture? Why? Because torture is a standard procedure used by our government. And if you don't believe that, you should read Major General Takuba's report on what happened at Abu Ghraib prison and the horrible torture, torturing prisoners to death there. And, of course, that honest report cost Major General Takuba his military commission. He was ordered to resign after he told the truth. We are in a terrible situation, ladies and gentlemen. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Why, it's deafening and it's silence. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Pakistan. Well, we only wish that we had more information from Snowden about how to maintain some of our privacy. It seems that he had found a few avenues to get around the intercepts from the NSA. It seems that they are working hard to shut those down here with the recent revelations about the Lavabit email provider. Well, the next story is about how the U.S. cries wolf again over Al-Qaeda threats. A huge propaganda effort was launched this week to help justify NSA spying, as the Obama administration announced that dozens of Middle East and African consulates or embassies would be closed in response to increased quote-unquote chatter on the net by supposed Al-Qaeda leaders. Every day last week, we saw enhancements to the story leaked to reliable shill media outlets like CNN and CBS. This from CBS. Sources confirmed for CBS News that the intercepted electronic conversation occurred between the top leadership of core Al-Qaeda in the tribal areas of Pakistan and the head of Yemen-based Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, Nasir al-Wuhashi. One source said that the tone of the conversation was serious and had a sense of urgency, reports CBS News senior investigative reporter Pat Milton. The source said the news of the directive from Al-Qaeda leadership was pushing for AQAP to move forward with an attack. That's Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP. The source said that the urging was to have the attack coincide with the conclusion of Ramadan and to ensure that it was a quote-unquote big attack. Joel says, naturally, there were stories about how this warning saved facilities from attack, though no proof was offered, continues the CBS quote. Yemen foiled an Al-Qaeda plot to capture oil and gas facilities and seized two key southern ports early this week. Large numbers of government forces are making sure the Yemeni coasts are safe from any Al-Qaeda attack. Two U.S. military transport aircraft landed in Yemen on Tuesday to evacuate American citizens. The U.K. Foreign Office has also withdrawn its embassy staff. Joel says, however, on Wednesday, Yemen's SABA state news agency said that government security sources denied that such a threat against an oil terminal existed, leading me to believe they were simply following orders from the U.S. to exaggerate the threat. ABC, another government shill, added more about the supposed Al-Qaeda threat, all from anonymous government sources. How convenient that there is no official willing to put his name to these approved leaks. Quote, a senior U.S. officials providing new details about the communications intercepted from the terrorists, telling ABC News that al-Qaeda operatives could be heard talking about an upcoming attack. The official described the terrorists as saying the planned attack is going to be big and strategically significant. The part that is alarming is the confidence they showed while communicating and the air of certainty, the official said, adding that the group, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, appeared to have a media plan for the attack. Then they admit the reality. Authorities do not know the exact target of the planned attack, according to the official. Joel says,
hold that thought. Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton is honoring our armed forces. They're the people who have kept our country free for over 200 years. It's the members of our nation's military who have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedoms our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. This tribute is from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. That's 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds drivers school is almost in season again. Remember, children are not always mindful of traffic hazards. It is up to you, the driver, to watch out for children, especially when entering school zones and playground areas. Always watch for the crossing guard's instructions. That's Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925th East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. That's 970-221-5614.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, and you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, this whole war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. We carry a book called The Devil's Game, points out that MI6, British Intelligence, formed the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928. CIA picked up financing it after the Second World War. You have to have an enemy. That way you can get the people to rally behind the government and tolerate all sorts of infringements upon their freedom in the name of protecting us from the wicked terrorists. About 2 months ago, and you can check this out on the Internet, Israel released 1,027 convicted terrorists from prisons in Israel. 400 of them were murderers. Many of them were mass murderers. They were released to get back one Israeli soldier. And the explanation was, well, we really value our soldiers. That's why we released 1,027 terrorists. The real reason is, if you don't release the terrorists, you're not going to have any terrorists to fight, because most people don't want to be involved in terrorism. Right now, we are pressuring Israel to release another 107 Palestinian terrorists from prison so that the Palestinians will be willing to talk about peace. This is all phony. Certainly, America is funding al-Qaeda terrorists fighting in Syria. The CIA is funding the Taliban and giving them new contracts. You can look all these things up on the Internet. Fortunately, we do have our sources of information. The war on terrorism is being used to justify the government spying on us, even though they were spying on us and reading all of our emails and faxes and listening to our phone calls and recording them long before September 11, 2001, long before the so-called war on terrorism. It's all to justify controlling us. We're moving towards a dictatorship, not only in America, but throughout the whole world. And what Snowden pointed out was we're not just listening to all the telephone conversations here, but in England and in Europe and any place in the world where there's electronics, we're listening and recording all of those conversations so we can pull them up later. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And the interesting thing about all of this is that the people that they're supposedly targeting, the terrorists out there, have long since learned about how to use code words and to hide their motives and to find alternate ways around with the communications. This is particularly galling this week, how the U.S. has sort of created a false threat over there in the Arabian Peninsula, claiming that they've stopped some terrorist attacks in Yemen thanks to all of their NSA wiretapping abilities. Even Yemen's state news agency said that there was no threat against the oil terminal and that nothing has been stopped. Joel says about all this, he says, let me pose a question none of the media nor their talking heads have dared to ask through all of this. Why close all those embassies over there over such a non-specific threat? Why not simply beef up security? The buildings are still there. In everywhere but Yemen, the personnel are still there and will be doing their work outside of the embassies. Just announcing that the U.S. is aware of the supposed threat would normally be enough to divert or delay such an attack. Here's the real answer the government would never admit to. Closing the embassies makes this threat look much bigger than it really is. Besides, the U.S. owns all of these high leaders of Al-Qaeda, which is and always has been a black operation of the CIA or MI6. One pundit brings up the obvious question. Why is Al-Qaeda broadcasting on the net their intentions now that everyone knows the NSA is listening? The answer is because it's part of the propaganda stunt by the U.S. to further convince citizens that this spying is necessary. Amy Stepanovich, a lawyer with the Electronic Privacy Information Center, told RT Television that, quote, the NSA takes in threat information every day. You have to ask, why now? What makes this information different? The NSA's choice to publish these threats at this time perpetuates a culture of fear and unquestioning deference to surveillance in the United States, end quote. The Washington Post, even though a reliable government organ, played the devil's advocate, questioning the wide range of diplomatic facilities ordered closed by the government. Most were in the Persian Gulf region, but some were in small African countries like Rwanda and Burundi, which have brand new fortified embassies and very little threat. There is no explanation for the closures of Madagascar and Mauritius either. It appears to me that the U.S. picked a lot of embassies whose closure wouldn't have much an effect on commerce, which would allow the U.S. to inflate the numbers high enough to make a big press impact. Also, don't count on these embassies staying closed for long. This is all just a stunt. Part of a major propaganda push is to give special disinformation briefings to members of Congress so they can get on the various talk shows and raise the alarm as well. Here's a sampling by ABC, who deliberately fosters this standard line. Quote, the next day, the State Department issued a global travel warning to all U.S. citizens around the world, alerting them to be to the, quote, continued potential for terrorist attacks, end quote. During an interview for This Week, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joel Inderset and Yesman, General Martin Dempsey, told Martha Raddatz that there is, quote, a significant threat stream and we're reacting to it, end quote. Today on This Week, Representative Dutch Rupersberger, a Democrat from Maryland, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, said the intercepted communications called for a, quote, major attack, end quote. We received information that high-level people from Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula are talking about a major attack, Ruppersberger said. And these are people at a high level. It's a very credible threat, and it's based on intelligence, Ruppersberger continued. What we have to do now is the most important issue, is protect Americans throughout the world, end quote. Joel says, what does he know, personally? Nothing at all. He's only parroting what the government tells him. Others keep talking up non-existent threats to justify TSA intrusions at the airport, continuing the ABC quote. The senior U.S. official said there is concern about devices that could be implanted inside the body of a terrorist. We are concerned about surgically implanted devices, they said. These are guys who have developed the techniques to defeat our detection methods, end quote. One official tried to preempt skeptics like me, says Joel, who would ridicule the notion that Al-Qaeda would be making open references to their plans on the Internet, now that the NSA records everything. Quote, the official also said authorities were stunned that the group broke operational security, meaning that they talked likely knowing it would be picked up by Intercept, end quote. Joel says, why would these terrorists break security knowing we would pick it up? Perhaps to see the U.S. react stupidly to a false threat? Hardly. There are false threats received all the time, and the U.S. doesn't react like this. No, clearly the U.S. is generating their own warnings to justify these unnecessary closures, all to justify spying. It is interesting that while the White House continually credits U.S. anti-terror efforts for keeping Al-Qaeda on the run, it is still conveniently always a threat. They want it both ways. Well, the next story in the brief...
Before you go on, Andrew, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and how they get your dad's books on certainly the building a safe room, how they can get his information on strategic relocation.
Certainly. Great. Thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Stan. The best way is for people to go onto our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there they can sign up for the World Affairs Brief. There's a modest fee for a yearly subscription. It helps out all of our costs and efforts here. They can also see all of the, or most of the news stories that we find out valuable. We all post those.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, AA Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's
970-339-3900. Well, Dr. Stan and Andrew was saying, if you want to subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, just go to worldaffairsbrief.com and you can either subscribe or get a free copy. But then go ahead, Andrew. You were telling our listeners how they can get your dad's books, like Strategic Relocation and Building a Safe Room. Go ahead.
Certainly. Thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Stan. on worldaffairsbrief.com, they will find links to our other website, joelskousen.com, which has a listing and description of all of our books and material available. Our bestseller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which highlights, first of all of the threats that we see facing Americans today, and then how to plan your life to move to a safer location to mitigate those risks. Essentially, it involves getting out of the major metropolitan areas, or at least to have a backup plan of how to get out of those. And we go into depth about that. Once you have a more secure retreat location, you will want to fortify and to build a secure house there. And for that, you would want to get either the secure home, a 700-page manual about everything about securing your residence, or outfitting it with alternate energy and backup systems. If you are just planning on remodeling a single room to provide more security, you should get the high security shelter, how to implement a multi-purpose safe room in the home, which is a smaller page book, and that is details all about how to reinforce a single room from entry and most of the threats facing Americans to keep you and your family and your supply safe, as well as some basic alternate energy systems there. And all of these books are available through Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Smith?
By calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, Strategic Relocation, How to Build a Safe Room. And the third book, 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into very difficult and dangerous times. Make your preparations accordingly. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. So the next story in the brief is about the Benghazi cover-up and how the cover-up is going even deeper. The Benghazi scandal won't go away, and so the U.S. is continuing the propaganda campaign of blaming others for the attack, which the U.S. was partly responsible for. The U.S. had been running guns and other high-capacity weapons in support of al-Qaeda out of the embassy and the secret arms depository there, and all of this was a tempting target for other competing jihadists in Libya. The U.S. is still working on covering up for the military stand-down orders they gave to make sure the ambassador, who likely knew too much, didn't survive, let alone the cover-up for the anti-Muslim video, which seems to have been manufactured just for the occasion. The latest accusations are to focus blame on the attackers rather than on the U.S. role as facilitators, the L.A. Times writes. Quote, federal criminal charges have been filed against one or more suspects in the lethal attack on the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi, Libya, last year, two law enforcement sources said today. One of the sources said charges were filed under seal against Ahmed Abu Qatala, a top Libyan militia commander who has admitted being at the scene of the night-long attack. Joel says, instead of owning up to the military stand-down orders that made sure the Benghazi attack could go on for hours, the U.S. is filing charges against another Libyan opposition leader merely because he showed up during the attack. But what is particularly galling is the U.S. continuing efforts to suppress the names and whereabouts of the 30 Benghazi survivors who have been kept under wraps for months at Walter Reed Army Hospital. Now we learn they are being given new identities and are to be hidden away forever. Think about that the next time you contemplate going to work for the federal government. Jim Hoft writes this, quote, Representative Trey Gowdy, Republican from South Carolina, was on with Greta Van Susteren Thursday to discuss the Obama scandal. This came after Jake Tapper at CNN broke the news that there were, quote-unquote, dozens of CIA operatives on the ground in Benghazi on 9/11, when the consulate came under attack, and the agency is going to great lengths to make sure whatever it was doing remains a secret. Gowdy told Greta the Obama administration is hiding the survivors, dispersing them around the country, and changing their names. Quote, including changing names, creating aliases. Stop and think what things are most calculated to get at the truth. Talk to people with first-hand knowledge. What creates the appearance and perhaps the reality of a cover-up? Not letting us talk with people who have the most amount of information, dispersing them around the country and changing their names, end quote. And at the same time, Obama is hiding the survivors around the country. He's calling Benghazi a phony scandal, end quote. Of course, Joel says, Obama isn't doing any of this. This is the work of the dark side handlers who are running this cover-up. Continuing with the quote, since January, some CIA operatives involved in the agency's missions in Libya have been subjected to frequent, even monthly, polygraph examinations, according to a source with deep inside knowledge of the agency's workings. Agency employees typically are polygraphed only every 3 to 4 years, never more than that. The goal of the questioning, according to sources, is to find out if anyone is talking to the media or Congress. It is being described as pure intimidation, with the threat that any unauthorized CIA employee who leaks information could face the end of his or her career. They have no idea the amount of pressure being brought to bear on anyone with knowledge of this operation. The agency is going to great lengths to make sure whatever it was doing remains a secret. Speculation on Capitol Hill has included the possibility the U.S. agencies operating in Benghazi were secretly helping to move surface-to-air missiles out of Libya, through Turkey, and into the hands of Syrian rebels. End quote. Well, in other news, Chinese...
Andrew, we're out of time. I appreciate so much your being with us. We look forward to having you with us next week at the same time. Our guest has been Andrew Skousen, summarizing the World Affairs Brief, written by Andrew's dad, Joel Skousen. And if you don't subscribe to it, simply go to worldaffairsbrief.com up there on the internet, or go to Joel Skousen's website. Andrew, until next week, may the Lord be with you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate the time and press.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.1pm.com.
voiceofmanywatchers.org. That's voiceofmanywatchers.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter and get the four best CDs or tapes of the month, or you can get the various products that we offer, or books, DVDs, videos, four CD sets, four tape sets, or certainly the products, the Miracle 2 soap products. We carry a line of spices. Actually, we carry certain health products, which we think are important, things that Barbara and I take. And you can get all of these things simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. We carry something called PRI. It's a preservative. It will rejuvenate old gasoline or old diesel fuel. All of these items certainly are listed on our website, RadioLiberty.com. And if you get them, why, you help us to maintain our network of some over 50 outlets every single week, where at least somewhere in America, people are learning the truth. So remember our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and you can certainly listen to our radio programs there 4 hours a day in addition to this program. And then the programs are archived. You need to keep on the cutting edge of what's going on, because believe me, we're moving into very difficult times. So you can certainly go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and then, of course, you can read all the various newsletters I've written going back 15 years, watch the DVDs, but encourage others to listen to the programs and become informed. People start out listening, they think we're crazy. Before long, they're afraid we're not. But more and more people are learning about what's going on. Many of them are becoming evangelical, born-again Christians, and it's always so rewarding when I get a letter from somebody who's been listening for a long time, coming from an atheist point of view, and then actually prays for the Lord to come into their life, and the Lord does come into their life, and their life changes. You can imagine how satisfying it is for Barbara, my wife, and myself when we get a letter from somebody or an email from somebody telling us how listening to the program has altered their outlook on the world. And when you're part of the Radio Liberty family, why, of course, you're part and parcel of everything we do. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope that you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Help us as we reach out across America, indeed across the world, with an understanding of the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle. There really are secret societies. Those secret societies are joined together by a common belief and worship of Lucifer. And if you doubt that there are powerful secret societies that worship Lucifer, just go to trilateral.org on your internet. Trilateral.org, look at their logo. Three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. There's only 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and yet between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president came from that organization. And when Barack Hussein Obama became president, he picked 11 members of the organization, of the 87 members, to be his key advisors. The head of the National Security Council always comes from there, General James Jones, Thomas Donilon, and now Susan Rice. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the electoral process is fraudulent. A small group of powerful and wealthy and evil people controls our government. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com.